Israel has made the release of Gilad Shalit, an Israeli soldier seized by Palestinian militants and taken to the Gaza Strip in 2006, a top condition for reaching a long-term ceasefire deal with Hamas, the militant Islamist group that controls Gaza. Members of the Israeli Security Cabinet affirmed that condition, a decision that may further stall efforts for an Egyptian-mediated peace agreement. Hamas's top demand is for Israel to lift its blockade of border crossings into the Gaza Strip. The group has said it wants to keep negotiations over the release of Shalit separate from any bargaining over a ceasefire accord. The exiled Hamas leader, Khaled Mashal, earlier rejected any connection between the two issues. He said it is not possible to link the ceasefire with the issue of the Israeli prisoner Gilad Shalit. He said Hamas's position is that Gilad Shalit will be released in exchange for Palestinian prisoners being held by the Israeli occupation. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has hoped to secure the release of Shalit before he leaves office within a few weeks. He has insisted that Shalit's release happen before Israel reopens border crossings with Gaza. In remarks this week, Mr. Olmert said this condition is in addition to permanent security guarantees from Hamas.
This is the priority of Israel. First, Gilad Shalit. Second, the end of smuggling of arms across from the Egyptian border through Philadelphia line into Gaza. And third, complete, total ceasefire and any hostile activity by the Hamas from Gaza.
The purpose of Israel's Security Cabinet meeting on Wednesday was to discuss details related to Hamas's demands for the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. The prisoners include some who Israel says were involved in terrorist attacks that killed Israeli civilians. Prime Minister Olmert's spokesman, Mark Regev, told VOA after Wednesday's closed-door meeting, cabinet members approved the number of prisoners that could be exchanged for the safe release of Shalit.
The cabinet is willing for an exchange with Hamas. We understand that there will be a price involved, that we'll have to release probably some particularly despicable terrorists who are in Israeli jails. But to get our young servicemen out, we're willing to do that.
Officials did not give details of who or how many prisoners might be swapped in a possible deal. Militants in Gaza have continued to fire rockets into Israel on an almost daily basis, even after Israel's 22-day assault on the enclave that ended January 18th. Israeli warplanes on Wednesday targeted smuggling tunnels in the south of the Strip and a suspected militant base in response to rocket and mortar attacks from Gaza. Residents complain they have not been able to rebuild the thousands of homes destroyed in the Israeli raids, which killed a reported 1,300 people. Scores of trucks loaded with humanitarian supplies have been crossing the border daily, but none of them are allowed to carry construction materials. The Israeli blockade includes a ban on cement, glass, and steel products, materials that Israel says militants could use to build bunkers and weapons to step up their attacks on the Jewish state. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.